This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Being courteous and kind may seem like a very simple thing, but it can also be, well, a big deal. I mean, it's an action that we should hold high in our value system, no matter the times in which we live and how those values may change among others. The closer we get to election day, the more important I think this becomes, because we are fed a continual stream of negativity and unkindness through the media every day. I mean, it's relentless. Now, I can't remember, if you can, text me or something, let me know, but I can't remember the last time I saw a political ad where someone was actually kind to their opponent. I mean, it's like an oxymoron, a figure of speech in which apparently, you know, there's contradictory terms in conjunction, a kind political ad. I mean, it just doesn't equate. Well, I believe all this has had an effect on our society, don't you? And on us as individuals, if we aren't deliberate in avoiding it. We want to take sides. We want to get revenge, or we get angry. We get all stirred up. I mean, I just can't watch that stuff on TV. If I do, especially after 8, I mean, it keeps me from going to sleep. So between now and November Election Day, here's my word of encouragement for you today. Be kind to yourself. Just be kind to yourself. How? Well, it works in a very practical way. You see, when you are kind, when you are considerate to others, you are actually, unknowingly perhaps, being kind to yourself. How can you be kind to yourself? Well, it works in a very practical way. See, when you're kind to others, you're actually being kind to yourself. When you're considerate to others, well, you never know when someone to whom you are kind will come back and be kind to you. Now, that's not the motive. We're just kind to other people no matter what, even if they ignore us or even if they're not even nice to us. But at least, even in those circumstances, when you've been kind to someone else who doesn't return the kindness, you've done your part, and you're going to feel better about yourself. So when you are kind to other people, you're making yourself feel better. Let me give you an example of how kindness comes back to bless us. Years ago, I used to work out at a certain gymnasium in another city. One day, as I was getting ready to walk in for a workout, I saw a police officer parking his motorcycle. Now, I could have muttered to myself, a police officer, he's probably arrogant. He's probably trying to find something I'm doing wrong or someone else is doing wrong, probably trying to give someone a bad time. I could have turned my nose up at him and been unkind, walked away. Well, instead, I just spoke to him. I said, hi, how you doing? Now, I wasn't trying to avoid getting a ticket. For all I knew, I would never see this man again. But I did. He was working out where I was working out in that same gymnasium. And the fact is, I had spoken to him, and we struck up a conversation, casual conversation. And then several days later, I saw him, same situation, parking his police motorcycle, going in to work out. And pretty soon we started, you know, working out together. And soon he and his wife became friends of my family. And so it was the same thing like that day after day. We became close friends. In fact, he joined the church I pastored even after I left the city there. We were friends. He came to visit, he and his wife did, several times. They're still close friends today. That all started with a simple expression of kindness. Just be kind, period. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:40, be courteous and considerate in everything. When you are, there's just no telling the good that may come your way. I could tell other instances where people have been kind to me and good things have come as a result. My word of encouragement to you this morning is this day, find someone to be kind to, and then repeat that tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow or the next day, and then come back here and next Monday, join me here. And in the meantime, be that person God has created you to be.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.